Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his younger brother had an imaginary friend, but he soon realized that the friend wasn't so imaginary.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, we love your real ghost stories. So if you have one, call it in at 855-853-4802, or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. But if you want to become a premium subscriber, there's no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through Patreon/RealGhostStories or at ghostpodcast.com. I am Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am in the studio.
Literally here today.
I am.
How's it going?
Well, you know, it was kind of a little creepy last night. I had something keep coming in my room in the middle of the night, you know, and then
except it
I
wasn't
would
paranormal.
Feel it would jump on my bed and I would feel it creep up my body.
And then
his
you realized
name was Benji.
I know. So it's like last night was the first night that they started selling fireworks in town yesterday in the area. So anything you buy out of town's big. The stuff you can buy in town's more reasonable. And damn, people were shooting stuff off up until midnight. Big stuff, like the stuff that's illegal in the city limits. I'm like, okay, that was $100. There's another $100. I'm like, where do you get the money? Like, why are you doing it now? You can wait, save it. But anyway, right after that, then there was this storm that I didn't even know was going to happen. So this poor guy was so freaked out all night that he is exhausted today.
Yeah, he was up and down like all night long. He kept, he'd sneak in. I'd hear my door kind of open and here he'd come.
He just paces. He goes to your room and then he goes into my room, then out in the living room. And he's just pacing for hours. And it's just so sad.
He finally fell asleep. I don't know. Four, maybe.
And the problem is that Kathy and I do not ever sleep well. So the fact that he's up all night means we're up all night.
That's right.
So I fell asleep sometime after 12:30, and then that storm hit at 2.
Yeah.
So, and then he came in my room at 6:30. So there was no sleeping last night. So if we kind of doze off during this, I apologize in advance. We're just tired. So there you go.
Yeah, if there's some dead air space, it will have to do with us both being sound asleep.
sorry. I'm so tired.
Okay, so tell me about this.
Yeah, so this is an interesting story. So it says, this story happened when I was around 17 and living with my parents at an old farmhouse. The farmhouse was creepy, to say the least, but I didn't believe in the paranormal. Well, that is until I experienced some strange occurrences in this house. Everything I type in this one is 100% real. I don't care if you believe it or not. I know what I saw, I know what I experienced, and I know it's real. Okay. See, that's what happens when you have a paranormal experience. Mm-hmm. It's like the people who are rolling their eyes at you going, no, I don't know about that. It's like, you weren't there.
That's right.
Shut the F up. So I'm just going to preface this with, we are the most open to the paranormal people you'll ever meet. So we're not here to judge.
Well, and people have a truth.
Yeah.
And it's their truth. It just is. So, you know, who are we to judge that?
Yeah. So this is the story. My first experience was about 2 months into moving into this place. I'd woken up one night to use the bathroom and it was pitch black in the house. I checked the time. It was around 3 a.m. I stumbled through the room I share with my brother, who was sleeping in his bed opposite side of the room, so I didn't turn on the lights. My room was on the second floor, so I had to head downstairs to the only bathroom in the house. But thankfully, it was right across from the stairs leading to my room. After entering the bathroom, I shut the door and locked it. This will creep you out. And almost immediately, there were 3 loud bangs on the door.
Ooh.
Oh, causing me to jump and nearly shit myself. I unlocked the bathroom and looked around. Nothing. No one was there, and the house was quiet. I went to bed immediately after that, no longer having to use the bathroom. I told no one of the incident, and I forgot about it a few days later, but this is where things started to really get freaky. I was outside enjoying the sun when my younger brother, Trey, came up to me, and he looked upset. "What's wrong?" I asked him. "My friend is bleeding. She said she was run over, but she isn't hurt anymore," he told me, which completely took me by surprise. There was no little girl near us. Our sister was in the house, not outside, and there was no way she was covered in blood. "What's her name?" I asked. "Sammy." This is what made my blood run cold. My father told me about what had happened on this farm years ago. The current owner of the farmhouse lived here with his sister and parents. One day, when their father was moving bales of hay, Sammy fell in front of the tractor and was run over, the tires crushing and killing her. Ugh. Trey knew nothing about this, as we were careful not to discuss it in front of him. I talked to my parents about this experience, and I was shocked to hear Trey had asked them the same question. This is where I officially freaked out and started to believe in the paranormal. Once again, I woke up around 3 a.m. to someone whispering in my ear, and I mean, it was right in my ear. I could swear I could feel someone's warm breath on the side of my head. My eyes shot open. I sat up looking around the dark room. This time, though, the moon was shining through the window located above my brother's bed. I looked in his direction because I thought it was him playing some kind of lame joke on me, but my heart sank. In the corner next to his bed, there was a figure. I couldn't make out any details, but there clearly was someone or something standing next to my brother's bed. I admit, I left my brother up there as I took off full speed downstairs and into the kitchen, where my dad was already up and standing. He asked what was wrong, and I told him, and he went up there but didn't find anything. Go figure, right? This last thing, I was in our living room with my older brother and 2 younger brothers as my parents were out for the night. We were watching Family Guy or something. My little sister's room was to our right side. She was already in there asleep. The lights were off, and the only source of light was the TV in the living room. There was a gentle thud that echoed through the living room. "What the hell was that?" I asked, turning to my brother. He shrugged his shoulders. I paused the TV. Thunk! We heard it again. I stood up to peek down the hallway to my left leading to my parents' room. Nothing. Thunk! There it was again. My little brother stood and was facing my sister's room. I just stared at the color leaving his face. I turned around and I looked into the room. Thunk! And a plastic ball flew and smacked the wall, bouncing and rolling back the way it went out of sight. And I think this is the sister's name, Amaria. It says, "Amaria, go to sleep," I yelled into the room. Obviously, my voice was shaking because I was freaked out. And as soon as I said that, a little girl in a white nightgown ran in front of the door and into the bedroom closet. "Amaria, what are you doing in the closet?" I asked and began to move into the room. "That wasn't her," my brother said. Amaria was wearing a green nightgown. At this point, I was about to completely freak out and ready to call my parents, but I wasn't convinced it wasn't my sister, so I went into her room. I felt sick to my stomach when I saw her still asleep in her bed. I quickly made my way to the closet and flung the door open, and it was empty. I moved out when I hit 18, not because of the experiences, but because I wanted to live with my girlfriend, now wife. But I could have sworn that whatever we saw followed me. Even now in my new house, I can swear I hear a ball rolling across the floor, someone walking upstairs when I'm home alone, and I even witnessed my toilet flush completely by itself. That's from Quentin. So I don't know that. It just seems to me that the girl would be attached to that house.
I know, that's what I thought too.
So it doesn't make me think that the girl followed. Now, I'm not dismissing his
activity
the house. I think he might have moved into someplace else, and he's really sensitive to this from growing up in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if he's just more open to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wonder, too, like sometimes if you're traumatized by something like that, like you saw the ball rolling around, and then you're laying in bed and it's quiet, do you kind of sometimes make yourself hear things?
Well, I mean, it's always a possibility, right?
Yeah, the footsteps, the walking around, like someone walking upstairs when I'm home alone, that's for real shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I would find it hard to believe the little girl followed. I don't know. Is there a possibility that there's some sort of attachment of the little girl? It seems like the little girl, if she was going to attach to something, it'd be the younger brother. You know?
I just don't think that has anything to do with the little girl. I don't think that's her.
I think Quentin is open now to these experiences because at a younger age, you know, that we see that happen. We know it firsthand.
Yeah, I think that happened to us.
Yeah. And so I think that he's open to it. I think his new place. I just find it hard to believe that girl leaves that place.
Yeah. Now, maybe there was something else in the farmhouse that followed him. That could be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even if it was the dad, he would stay there because his daughter's there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave. That's your farmhouse. You're attached to that place.
Yeah, it seems to me like that's... I just find it hard to believe.
Because I kind of think, I don't know how this works, but... So, say you die. Well, when you die.
Right.
Because we all do. You know, maybe I would come back to this place because I love it so much. I wouldn't go haunt the house you're living in. I don't love it. Mm-hmm. I have no connection to that house.
Right.
Now, I do think there, because I've heard so many stories of ghosts traveling, kind of going one place to another. Sometimes I wonder if that's kind of residual,
mm-hmm.
too. But I just can't see... What would make something follow you that it has an attachment to that land and that house?
Now, could there be something that goes with you when you go? I think that could be like, it's just you as a person and you have something. Wherever I go, things are happening to me. Is every house I live in haunted? I don't think so. I think it's more just me. That things happen to me.
Because really, the odds of that happening, you've lived a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all had weird shit happen.
Yeah.
So I just don't really think it's anything followed him. I kind of think he's more open to it now
But he may have some sort of spirit that's with him, guide that's with him.
But I don't think it's an attachment from that house.
I don't.
I think it's something else.
I did think it was interesting in the story. He did a good job of when he was talking about how he was laying in bed and he heard something whisper.
Whatever it said.
Whisper at him. And his first thought was it was his brother. Because you do that, right? You go to the logical thing that could
as
be taking
you should.
Place. And we just discussed this the other day when something happened to me and I felt something, you know, in my bed. And my logical thought was, it's my dog. Right? Because that's what you do. And then, like he said, my heart sunk because when I turned around to see, you know, the brother was in bed. And I felt that same way. I thought, Madden, what are you doing behind me? That's so weird, you know, that you're pushing the bed down behind me. And then I opened my eyes and saw Madden in front of me. And I went, oh.
He's not there.
And it's the worst feeling ever. Well, then to see a figure in the corner like Quentin did. Oh.
Now, I do feel like I owe you an apology after your traumatic experience last night with my dog continually jumping in bed with you. But my God, before we went to bed, I said, Kathy, I'm really, really sorry, but Benji does not want to leave your room because I think in part, Madden, your dog's in here. Yeah. And I think it was like, I got to be around the other dog.
Yeah, he loves Madden.
So there really was something jumping up in bed with you last night. So I don't know. That's an interesting story. But, you know, once again, it's that whole, oh, it's just an imaginary friend. Or is it?
Right.
So here's our next story. And Shelby has written in several stories lately, and she wrote in this one. This is really interesting to me and sad. When I was 9, my dad was in an all but fatal car accident. He was pronounced dead 3 times at the scene. He had a broken neck in 3 places and a traumatic brain injury. They got him stable enough to take him to the hospital, but once there, the doctors said we had to say our goodbyes because there was no way he'd make it through the night. Very long story short, he lived. He watched me grow up, graduate, get married, and now he's a grandfather.
Oh, my goodness.
That, like, gives me all the feelings and the goosebumps. He had to learn everything over again, just as a newborn, but he did it. The only long-term side effect is slurred speech when he's tired. That is amazing. Mm. But he told me once he got better, he knew he had died. He went to heaven. He was happy and healthy and felt peace. He said there was a line of doors. He tried opening them one by one, and they were all locked, but eventually he came to one that wasn't. He opened it and stood there, and his grandparents, my great-grandparents, were there. They told him they loved him, and they couldn't wait to be with him again, but now was not his time. He told them he wanted to stay with them and didn't want to return, but they told him he had to. He had a little girl to raise and a life to live. They told him they loved him and shut the door on him. Then he woke up in the hospital. When he told me, I'm sure he didn't think I'd believe him, but I did, because my great-grandmother came to me that night too. We lived in a small town. The road out of town went right beside our house. His accident was only 0.6 miles from home. My mom noticed he was late coming home from work and started to worry. Not long after, we heard the fire whistle go off, and my mom said she just knew it was my dad. We went out on our back deck and saw police, ambulances, and fire trucks racing out of town towards our house. Oh, that is terrifying. My mom called my aunt and told her to get there right away. She had a feeling something had happened. She didn't want me to know. She didn't want to scare me. So when my aunt and cousin arrived, she tried to tell her but kept it quiet. My cousin is 5 years older than me, so my mom said that she and my aunt had to go down the road for a minute and would be right back. When my cousin heard what my mom said, she yelled, "It's Uncle Jimmy!" That's when I knew they thought my dad was hurt. I started crying, and my mom said they didn't know anything for sure, but would be right back. When they left, my cousin told me she was sure everything was fine and told me to go put on my PJs because it was getting late. I went into my room, and as I put my hands on my dresser knobs, it was like something shocked me. I froze and I heard the word no in my ear. I went back to the living room and I told my cousin I didn't want to yet, and she said okay. I was a baby when my great-grandmother died, and I don't remember her, but somehow I knew she said no. She was telling me not to put on my PJs because I wouldn't be going to bed for a while. When I got older, my mom explained what had happened when they left. She said she and my aunt went down the road and saw a vehicle upside down in the field but couldn't tell what it was. She got out and ran to an officer on the scene and explained her husband wasn't home from work and she was worried it was him. The officer said he couldn't tell her anything but asked who she was. She told him her name and he said, "Ma'am, I need you to go back home. The chief of the fire department will be waiting for you there." Oh my God, that would be the last thing you'd want to hear. I couldn't imagine that. When my mom and aunt pulled back into our driveway, they saw the chief leaning over the hood of his truck and crying. The chief of the fire department also happened to be my dad's best friend.
Oh.
She knew then it was without a doubt my dad. So it would seem that my great-grandparents came to both me and my dad that night. That's from Shelby. Shelby's written in some good stories lately. But that one gives me all of the emotions. And had her dad not made it, I'd probably be in tears right now. But I'm so grateful that her dad, I mean, that's hard work.
Yeah.
To recover. I can't imagine what he went through and what the whole family goes through when someone has to go through that intensive rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting that she goes to her drawer and just hears no. And like the drawer shocked her.
And she knew that it was the great-grandmother. Yeah. Somehow.
She didn't even really know.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many experiences. And I bet the dad's got more stories to tell because I've talked to a lot of people on the Grave Talks and through this show. You know, these stories we've read about people with near-death experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like after they've had it, it kind of changed them. And they're more open to things. You know, I've had people tell me, like, they are able to know things they shouldn't know. It's like they straddled two worlds for a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
And if you do, you shouldn't be able to remember it. And then you do.
Yeah.
And it just changes who they are.
Yeah. And the one thing that I thought was interesting in that story, that because of other stories I've heard too, is in almost universally, they wanted to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he did. He's like, he's trying every door. He wants to stay. And they're like, no, it's not your time. And that seems to be something I hear a lot, too, as they get there and like, this is so great. I just want to be here.
And it might be somebody they recognize. It might be someone they don't recognize. But they all act like it's this loving presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see his grandparents, that's pretty loving presence there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you can't be here now.
Yeah, not yet. We'll get together sometime, but not now. And
I find that so fascinating.
It must be this euphoric feeling because everybody says, oh, they're just like, I wanted to stay.
Man, but I hope like serial killers, they don't get that at the end. They don't get that loving presence.
No, you know I
do. I mean, I'm not one to hold a grudge, but you were a serial killer.
You are a serial killer.
You don't get that loving feeling.
No.
They're like, you ain't welcome here, period. Yeah.
You know, you took everything away from all these people. No, you don't get it.
Let's talk about what a total horrible person you've been.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that's so crazy. And just the fact that the dad made it through that.
Well, and came out of it so well.
Right. But, you know, that's a short story. That was probably years.
Yeah, that's what she said. To make a long story short.
She said a very long story short. So thank you very much, Shelby. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can get an ad-free version of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.